16 and a half minutes now after 7 o'clock. You're listening to us here in Prince Rupert, 860 AM, and in Prince George, 91.5 FM. A Prince George poet is sharing her personal struggle with bulimia in a new book. Eating Matters transforms Carolee McDonald's battle with bulimia into her first collection, and Carolee joins me on the line to share more this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Carolina. How are you today?
Good. Let's go back to the beginning here. How did your eating disorder develop?
I guess it kind of developed out of sort of just university stress after high school. Yeah, I put on some weight in university, and, you know, every girl gets kind of a little obsessive about body sometimes, and I started dieting and restricting, and sort of just over time it kind of snowballed on me and developed into full-blown bulimia.
And how intense was that experience for you?
Well, I mean, it was quite overwhelming to the point where I kind of, well, I felt like I needed to get help, right? And so I reached out and went to therapy, and that's kind of when I started writing the book.
And I don't want to talk about the book quite yet, because I want to know a little bit more about the impact of bulimia on you. You're studying, you're a full-time student. What was the effect on you?
Well, not good. I always tell people, like, the biggest things that I noticed in my life in terms of how it was impacting me was that your relationships with the people around you that you love kind of slowly start to break down, which is unfortunate because it's often a time where you feel like you really need a support system. Beyond that, I mean, the other impact was always on my bank account. You really have no money. The amount of money that I spent on food that I didn't end up actually, like, letting nutritiously benefit me is just, it's outrageous.
Wow. So you were buying a lot of food, but consuming it, but not in a way that would sustain you. Do you have any idea how much you were spending?
When it was at, like, the worst, somewhere around maybe $100 a day.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I had a scholarship. I had gotten a scholarship when I was in university, so I had quite a bit of money. And I just sort of, I just spent a lot of it on food, probably thousands of dollars over a couple years.
And take me to that time when you began to reach out for help. Where were you at that point?
Well, in an average day around that time, which I guess would have been almost 2 years ago now, I guess I would be binging and purging and somewhere around maybe 10 times a day, which in, like, time would equate to something like maybe like 6 hours every day kind of dedicated just to that. So you can imagine that I'm certainly not working on my thesis, not making much time for friends or family, because it kind of just took control of my life.
How much were you weighing at this point, if I can ask?
I've kind of always weighed around, around 130 pounds, which is pretty average for me. It's a good body weight for me. It's not underweight. It's not overweight. And really, I mean, I would kind of yo-yo, go maybe up or down 10 pounds from there. If I was down 10 pounds, I was obviously very happy. And if I was up 10 pounds, then that would lead to sort of more restriction for the time being until I felt like I could binge again. Because when you binge and purge, you generally tend to put on weight because you can't get everything up.
When you started to seek help for this, what did you think initially about the idea of taking this experience and writing about it?
Initially my counselor had just sort of suggested that I journal about it, which is a fairly ordinary therapy technique, right? The reason I chose to do poetry was just sort of my own personal influences, right? I'm an MA student, and I did my BA at UMBC. Lots of my friends are poets, and I kind of just thought it could be fun and a little bit playful to do it. However, what I found was that it was also very empowering, so that was cool. It was good.
When you say fun and playful, writing poetry about bulimia does not lead me to those two words.
I guess. But it was just, it was a way to distract myself. Like, the more time you have that is free, the more time you have to binge and purge. And for me, the idea of trying to write was something to really focus my energy into. So, yes, I mean, the subject matter itself is heavy, but still playing with the poetic forms and those sorts of things gave me some kind of, I don't know, some sort of power and sort of creative energy that I was able to use in a positive way instead of a negative one.
And did it change your relationship with bulimia? Did you look at it differently?
Definitely. I mean, not to say that my relationship with bulimia is a fixed thing. It's not, and I wouldn't want to pretend that it was. It's something I still struggle with all the time. However, I do think that writing about it kind of gave it grounding, right? It grounds it in the real world and allowed me to sort of take some of the power back that it had taken from me through language, right? Through forming it in language in my own way. It gave me some power back for sure.
What has the reaction to your book been like so far?
You know, it's really great. I feel so blessed. The reaction has been really overwhelmingly positive. It sort of depends who comes up to me. I wouldn't want to say that there's two schools of people who respond, but my experience so far has been that there is. So men tend to respond in a way that seems to be like they feel like they've been educated, I suppose, for the most part. Like there's some sort of, educational value to the text. There are things that they learned about the disorder that they certainly didn't know before, because I try to kind of be very detailed or even graphic sometimes. In terms of women, it seems like, the majority of them are like, oh, I understand some of those feelings. And in kind of the best case scenario, I've had women approach me and stuff and tell me that they've had eating disorders and that a book like the one that I wrote gives them a sense that they aren't sort of so alone in it, because it can feel fairly isolating as a disorder, again, because it takes all of your time and sort of your friends and your family away from you. So.
We only have about a minute left here, Carolee, but I really wanted to ask you today, after this book has come out, when you look in the mirror, what do you see first? Do you see a person with bulimia, or do you see a poet?
I guess what I would like to see is just Kara. That would be the goal, would be to look in the mirror and kind of just to see myself for who I am. I definitely wouldn't say I see a poet. I still struggle a little bit with the idea that I am one. So it's true. I'm a published writer. I am a poet. What a world. But but I also don't like to look in the mirror and see myself as a bulimic. I think that I am recovering. I think that I get stronger every day, and that the more that I talk about it, that the easier it gets.
Well, thank you for talking with me about it today, and I look forward to reading more of your work.
Thank you. And there'll be a reading on November 23rd in Prince George, so you could come.
Okay, wonderful. Where is the reading?
It'll be at ArtSpace, just above Books and Company.
Wonderful. Carolee McDonald, thanks very much.
Thank you, Carolina.
That is Carolee McDonald, a Prince George poet. Her first book of poetry is called Eating Matters, and it is available at Books and Company on 3rd Avenue in Prince George. A reading happening, as you heard there, November 23rd at ArtSpace.